I don't know why I didn't try the Lord many years ago. It would have saved me so much misery. My foolish mind couldn't find what it was really looking for. Now it's a good life living for the Lord.
It's a Good Life, a program brought to you by Lewis Woodard Ministries of Fruitland Park, Florida. I'm your speaker, Lewis Woodard. Let me invite you to stay with me for these next few minutes for Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. Why? Because it's a good life. Well, let me carry that thought over just a little bit further this morning or this afternoon or whenever you're listening to this program. It's not only a good life, it's the best life living for the Lord. And I'm so glad you could join me today for It's a Good Life. We're going to look in Galatians chapter 6 today, but first let me invite you to write me today, Lewis Woodard, 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Or look at our website today, lrwm.org. On that website, you can leave a prayer request, you can email me, you can do many things on that website today, lrwm.org. In Galatians chapter 6 and verse 7, the Bible says, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Be not deceived." Now, God is not to be trifled with today. Many people think that God is just a pie in the sky, and he's just a big old fuzzy figure of a person that's lying around somewhere. But God is not to be trifled with, either by the notions that there will be no rewards and punishment. Notice in Revelation 22:12 it says, "And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me." The great use of a life is to spend it for something that outlasts it. We need today to be sending ahead those things to our Heavenly Father that's going to last forever. Only those things that we do for God today are going to last. Now, we will be somewhere forever. We were born into this world. Jesus said, you must be born again if you're going to go to heaven. But as we look, we see that many people today don't even think about that. They don't even stop to think that whatever they're sowing, they're going to reap. But in Revelation 22, it says that God is going to judge us one day. He's going to come quickly. And he says, my reward is with me. But it's only what we do for the Lord today as we send ahead those investments that we are making today for Him that's going to last, that's going to be of any earthly or heavenly good. God is not to be trifled with by the idea that a bare profession will suffice to save us. Now, many people today have made a head profession. You say, what do you mean by that? Well, the old saying is that there's 12 inches that separates man from God. And that 12 inches is the space between the heart and the head. Many people today have a head knowledge of Jesus. They've heard about Jesus all through their lives. We've heard of Christmas. Everybody knows what Christmas is. Many of us just look at Christmas as a time to get gifts. But when we stop to think, we say, oh yes, Jesus was born. We're celebrating the birth of Jesus. That's in our head. We need to have something in our hearts today. And that is Jesus. We need to have Him living there in our heart. And the way we do that is to say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I receive what You've done for me on the cross of Calvary. I believe You died on that cross. I believe You shed Your blood for me. And because You died, was buried, and resurrected, You shed Your blood that I could have eternal life. We can think that in our head today. But we need to have it in our hearts. We need to say, Lord Jesus, to the best of my ability, I receive You as my Savior. I repent and turn from my sin today, and I receive You, and I'm trusting You to take me to heaven. Now, God is not to be trifled with that we would escape in the crowd. Many people just want to fit in today. I recently talked to a person and said, well, if I go to hell, there's going to be a lot of people there with me. I'll just fit in. Well, that person thinks they're fitting into the crowd today. And they think they're going to fit in with the crowd in hell. But the Bible says there's going to be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. And if a person has never trusted Jesus as their Savior, they're going to spend an eternity in the lake of fire, where there's agony, where the devil is going to be imprisoned, where no man, woman, boy, or girl who has never trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, no one will escape the wrath that awaits them in a devil's hell. God is not meant for a human being to go to hell today, because the Bible tells us that it was prepared for the devil and his angels. God has made a way of escape, and that escape is through the Lord Jesus when we receive Him as our Savior. Now, I want you to notice something else with me today, that the laws of God's economy cannot be set aside. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Now, the laws of nature is this. We can look around us that this law is merciless. Man has tried to escape gravitation of this world, but as man has used rockets and things of that sort to get away from the atmosphere of this earth, man realizes it takes more and more and more power to get up there. Well, if we didn't have the safety of a capsule or of a spaceship, if you would, as we go into space, we know that we would explode because of the inner workings of our human body, because of the gravitation, because that instead of being crushed, as you would if you go to the deepest regions of the ocean, you would simply explode. And I still don't believe that man has ever gone to the deepest regions of the ocean, because man would be crushed, because that's God's nature. That's the nature of God. That's the nature of this world. And as we look around, we understand that man is still trying to get to God through spaceships and through space exploration. That's what the Tower of Babel was about. Man has tried to reach God and reach heaven without going his way. Man has still tried to get to the third heaven where God's abode is, but I got news for you. They'll never reach there apart from trusting Jesus as Savior. Well, the conscience tells us that God's economy cannot be set aside. The conscience tells us that sin must be punished. And notice something else. Evil sowing will bring evil reaping. Now, this is seen in the present result of certain sins. Sins of lust bring disease into the bodily frame. Sins of idolatry have led men to cruel and degrading practices. Sins of temper have caused murders, wars, strifes, and misery. Sins of appetite, especially drunkenness, cause want, misery, delirium. This is also seen when the sinner becomes himself disappointed in the result of his conduct. His malice eats his heart. His greed devours his soul. He wants more and more and more, and nothing satisfies. His infidelity destroys his comfort. His raging passions agitate his spirit. The more a person gets, the more they want. The more they have, the greedier they become. And they're always looking for something. But that something can only be found in Jesus. He is the one who brings rest. Come unto me, all ye that work and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest, Jesus says. But remember this. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Today I want you to remember this. Good sowing will bring good reaping. What are its seeds? Well, this sowing towards God, when we sow in the Spirit, we see that we are sowing to the Spirit in faith and obedience. Towards men, we sow love, truth, justice, kindness, and forbearance. And towards ourself, control of appetite, purity, and all those things that bring us in line with God. Well, what is the reaping of the Spirit? It's life everlasting, dwelling within us and abiding there forever. It's not an open question today at all whether I shall sow or not today. The only question to be decided is, will I sow good seed or will I sow bad seed? It's going to be one or the other. Every man always is sowing for his own harvest in eternity, either tares or he's sowing wheat. According as a man soweth, so shall he also reap. He that sows to the wind of vanity shall reap the whirlwind of wrath. Sin is not only profitless and disastrous, it's eminently a deceitful work. Men do not, of set purpose, cast themselves away. Sin cheats a sinner out of his soul. Oh, it may seem fun for a while. It may seem good for a while. But then we see that nothing brings peace other than through Jesus. And in the life to come, as our life continues on, we're going to be one place or another. We're either going to be in heaven or we'll be in hell. Now, God has given that choice to you today. Where will you be in eternity? Will you be with Jesus? Will you be with God because you have asked Jesus to come into your heart? Or will you be in hell? God doesn't want you to be in hell today. He doesn't want you to die and spend an eternity there. He wants you to come to Him today, faith believing that Jesus is able to save you. Be not deceived, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Now, if you have never trusted Jesus as your Savior, you can't sow to the good. You can't do good today, because only those people who have trusted the Lord Jesus can do good in the sight of God. That may seem cruel and not right to you, but the Bible teaches us that only those who come to Jesus faith believing will God look to them and say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into your reward." God wants to save you today. If you've never trusted Jesus as your Savior, you need to say, "Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I receive you as my Savior. I believe you died for me on the cross and shed your blood that I could go to heaven." If you'll pray that prayer and mean it in your heart, God will save you today because He sent His Son to die for you on the cross of Calvary. He loved you so much. If you're saved today, God wants you to be living for Him. He wants you to say, "Lord Jesus." He wants you to say, "Father, forgive me, for I have sinned against you. Please help me to live for you, not to be saved again, because I am saved. But Lord, forgive me for not serving you to my fullest." It's been a joy being with you today, and I trust that God will bless you. And I pray that you will receive joy. You will receive Jesus as your Savior if you've never done that. If you've never asked Him into your heart, would you do that today? Until this same time next week, I'll be looking for you. Now, I'll not see you, but in my faith's eye, I'm looking for you. May the Lord bless you richly is my prayer.
You've been listening to It's a Good Life Radio. To request a free transcript of this program, you can write to Dr. Woodard at 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Visit our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We know you will be blessed. This program is listener supported. Support your local church first. Any gifts to support this ministry can be sent to LRWM at 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Until next time, this is Doug Anderson reminding you, it's a good life living for the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.